Hello, friend. Welcome back. Today's episode is dedicated to your friend anxiety. Joking. Yeah, I'm going to get into anxiety. How are you today? I hope it's a beautiful day wherever you're at in the world. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is my little podcast called Coming Home, where I share tips and insights on how to land softly within yourself, how to drop the shoulders, let go of the stress, and feel good with whatever's going on in your life. So welcome. If you're new, thanks for coming back. And if you're brand new to the show, welcome. I hope I'm able to share something with you that is insightful. So today, I want to share about anxiety. Maybe your friend, maybe not. I don't know. But I want to share a case study in particular, because I think it's going to be helpful as we continue to trudge into this pandemic and we're heading into the holidays. Some people are thinking about going home. Some are traveling. Some are staying. Schools are closing. Businesses are closing. It's like we just... So anxiety is, you know, it shows up differently for everybody. So anxiety can show up with for some people, it can wake them up in the middle of the night. Sometimes it's nail biting. Sometimes it's rushing to the bathroom. Sometimes anxiety is this sense of impending doom, not being able to leave the house. Anxiety is an expression of fear, right? You're worried about something that's like unknown. You're like, what is going to happen to me? And the body starts to have physiological responses. And again, these responses can happen in so many ways because everybody is so unique. Everybody is so unique. And that's why I love being able to share what I do with you, because you're unique. You have your own set of genes, your own microbiome, your own habits, your own soul, it's you, right? So let's get into this case study about anxiety, and I'm hoping that it will help a little bit as we continue to move through the pandemic. So I've changed this person's name just for confidentiality purposes. You know, that's who I am. But for the purpose of the podcast, I'm going to call this client Beth. Okay. So I had a client, Beth, and she, mid-40s, mom, two kids, very, very busy, successful, active, outgoing. Pre-pandemic, she was super busy, doing great in life, okay? She had come to me off and on for coaching for her hormones, when her hormones started like being disruptive. Then she came to me again when she was going through a job transition. And one of the things that I love about Beth is that I've worked with her, so I've seen her change and be able to shift her behaviors, sometimes begrudgingly. But once she makes a decision to do it, she inevitably gets the results that we're looking for. So recently she came to me with, Lane, I'm starting to bite my nails again. And I was like, okay. And again, anxiety shows up differently for everybody. And she said, and I'm starting to wake up in the middle of the night. And I don't want to leave my house. And I said, you know, Beth, I totally hear you. I hear you 100%. I get it. We're in the middle of a pandemic. And she said, you know, I'm really starting to worry about my kids. And I said, Beth, I know. I hear you. Every woman, every mother is facing this, right? We are all in this collectively. And I said, okay, Beth, what would you like to do? And she said, I want you to create a plan for me. I was like, okay, do you want it to be specific? She said, yes. I got to get rid of this. Like, I'm anxious. I can't take it. I said, okay. So I sent her the 7-day meditation series that I have on my website, right? If you haven't got that 7-day practice yet, it's lanekennedy.com/new practice. And I sent her the 7 days, and she, got back into her practice once in the morning, once at night. And I said, I want you to call me back in 2 days. So she called me back in 2 days, and she said, I feel like I can breathe a little more, but I'm still like chewing on my nails, and I still feel this impending doom. I said, okay, let's move into mindfulness. Now, mindfulness is a proven, research, science-based method to reduce anxiety, mindfulness. So the quickest way that we can become mindful is to look outside, look at the colors, notice the yellow tape, notice the color of the plates, notice the flavor of the apple you're eating, right? So I said, Beth, can you start putting this really simple mindfulness practice into play? And she said, yeah, that's like really easy. I said, yes, it is really easy. I said, okay, call me in 2 days. We'll schedule another appointment in 2 days. And so 2 days later, I said, how is that anxiety? And she said, I actually don't feel that the impending doom, but I'm still nibbling on my fingers, and I'm still worried about my kids. And I said, okay, so let's take it to the next, let's bump it up a little bit. And she said, okay. So I had already pulled Beth's DNA. So I said, I'm going to pull your DNA. I'm going to run a report, and we're going to see what we can start playing with. And she said, oh my God, I'm so excited. And I said, yes, of course, you're excited because you're getting relief. And so I ran a report, and I said, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go on Amazon tonight and buy this massage gun. And I sent her the link so she knew what to get. And she got this massage gun. And she got the massage gun the next day. I said, and then we'll talk in another 2 days. So 2 days went by, and she was to use the massage gun twice a day. So we talked, and she said, oh my God, I'm feeling better. I said, yes, that's what I'm talking about. So we're now 7 days into this experiment of trying to relieve the anxiety that she's been living with. And she said, well, I still feel the heaviness of it. I still feel this. And I was like, you know what? Totally get it. Let's take it to the next. Let's keep going. And she said, okay. I said, what I want you to, and she is a essential oil lady. She does those, she has them through her house. She's got the little air things happening. She puts them on her kids. She's like a essential oil rep, right? I can't think of the company, but she has. And I said, does your company have an essential oil called Bacopa? And she was like, oh my God, yeah. I said, do you have any? And she goes, yeah, but I never use it. I said, oh my God, this is going to be the golden ticket. And she said, what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to put that Bacopa oil in your diffuser, and I also want you to put it on your wrist or your temples. I want you to smell it. You could mist it. I want you to have that around you. So I said, and let's talk in 2 days. So she did that, and that was the golden ticket. That was what changed her mood, lifted the anxiety. Now, how did we get there? In a matter of less than 2 weeks, 10 days, she was not freaking out and complaining about this anxiety that has had her trapped. So this is what we did, right? We shifted some lifestyle stuff. I had her buy a massage gun to reduce the cortisol that was pumping into her body, because what we discovered is that one of her genes, the MCR4 gene, is a little weak, which puts extra tension or extra stress on her amygdala, on that fight or flight part of her brain that's like, I'm going to die, right? So Beth suddenly, you know, went from, oh my God, I'm going to die because I can't handle it, because her gene profile, right, her DNA, that doesn't lie ever, was actually signaling, telling her, you know, the world is too much. But once we start to upregulate and start to shift her genes, she started getting a relief, right? So I love this little case study with Beth because it shows how quickly we can start getting results when we just take action, right? But there's a couple of things that had to have happened. And oh my God, I'm over my 10-minute mark, but I want to finish up with, there's a couple of things that I want to share that are really important, that are kind of aha moments, right? She already knew that the work that I did worked. So kudos to that. She had the willingness to come back and say, I need help. Then the second thing is that she said, I need help again. Then she said, can you help me? And I said, of course I can. And then we looked at her DNA and we started making shifts and changes. And she started getting that relief. And my friends, I tell you, anxiety is debilitating. I know from my own personal experience that, you know, a few years back before I started meditating, I was like, you know, going down the path of dread every day. And here's the deal. We don't have to, because every woman, every person on this planet is suffering right now. We're all dealing with this stress of this little tiny germ that we can't see. And so, you know, I just want to remind you and invite you, if you haven't gone over to my website and gotten those 7 free days, grab those 7 days, right? It's lanekennedy.com/new practice, and start there. If you want to move forward, if you want to find out about your DNA, if you want to do deeper work, right? Book a call with me. Send me a message and say, yes, I want to talk to you. Because we can make a shift and change where you can get through anything, anything, honestly, anything. Okay, I am way over my 10-minute mark, my friend. So I hope that this podcast brought you a little insight on your DNA or what you can do to change some anxiety, a massage gun, Bacopa. I don't know if those would work for you personally, but if your MCR4 is downregulated, it possibly could. That's the good news. Oh, okay, I'm going to end here because I've gone over my time. But may this day bring you something light, something bright, and something so juicy that fills you up so you can be your best self. Best self. That's what we're all here to be, our best self. Until next time, take good care. Bye for now.